Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Mahaffey. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Roy Mahaffey. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry strikes out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Bottomley reaches third base with a triple. Salters goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Browns. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trotsky moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Trotsky moves to third. Campbell moves to second. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Trotsky scores. Campbell moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Browns, 1, Indians, 1. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to second. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry scores. It's 2-1, Browns. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hughes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into left field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Hemsley reaches second base with a double. Clift goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Browns. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0 for 1 in the game. Mahaffey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Trosky strikes out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Larry reaches second base with a double. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 2 in the game. West hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell, who is chasing the ball. West reaches third base with a triple. Larry scores. It's 4-1, Browns. Thornton Lee now pitching. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Solters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. West scores. One out. It's 5-1, Browns. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Bottomley hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters, who is chasing the ball. Pitlock reaches third base with a triple. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and tags Pitlock, for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 2 in the game. Knickerbocker takes first base on ball 4. Lee moves to second. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. Lee moves to third. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hughes moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift bunts towards the mound. Lee fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Clift moves to second. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clift moves to third. Two outs. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0-for-2 in the game. Mahaffey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Hale moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. West bunts towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Hughes covering, for the out. Larry moves to second. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Larry. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Hale applying the tag. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Thornton Lee. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Knickerbocker takes first base on ball 4. Sullivan moves to second. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Sullivan moves to third. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Denny Gailhouse now pitching. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Bottomley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell bunts towards the mound. Gale House fields it and throws to first for the out. Bottomley moves to second. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Bottomley scores. Clift moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Browns. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Gale House, and towards Hale, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-3 in the game. Vosmick is called out on strikes. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Browns. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campbell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0-for-3 in the game. Mahaffey strikes out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. West hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gale House fires to first and picks off Larry. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mahaffey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Gleason pinch hits for Denny Gale House. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason takes first base on ball 4. Pitlock moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pitlock moves to third. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-4 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pitlock scores. Gleason moves to second. 2 outs. It's 6-3, Browns. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.